Last year, I said this was the year of the criminal. I was wrong. This is the decade of the criminal.
I was released back into society, so to speak. I have to conduct myself as a citizen. I have to pay taxes when I'm working. One of the rights of a citizen is the ability to choose and put in office who you want to represent you, who you think can make the best decisions that will benefit you. So being able to vote would give me that opportunity to maybe get someone in office that could make a difference for the ex-offenders, for those of us coming out on the street and still getting every single door slammed in our face, but still have an obligation. Some of these guys have restitutions and have this fee that they must pay to be on parole and probation. And the system, parole and probation, is unforgiving. They don't want to hear nothing except for, I got your money. They don't want to hear, and they're not concerned that you can't find a job. That's not their problem.
Senate Bill 3340 and House Bill 980 only apply to convicted felons, individuals who have been found guilty of crimes that have destroyed innocent lives of citizens in our state of Maryland. We are speaking about murderers, child pornographers, rapists, kidnappers, arsonists, drug kingpins, armed robbers, human traffickers, and those who have committed hate crimes, crimes that are so heinous that they ravage our society and leave deep scars.
Some was just bad choices, like selling drugs and just being young and making crazy decisions. I've been incarcerated on and off from 18 to 26. I just turned 27 a couple weeks ago in January. Well, January 5th. And I feel as though I'm heading in the right direction now. I want a chance to give back. I took so much from the city. I've done so much to the city. I'm happy I have an opportunity to give back and help young men like myself. It's a blessed opportunity. I'm glad.
We remove felons from our midst for a reason. They have committed particularly heinous crimes, and thereby proven that they're not willing to live by the norms of our society.
I can say more so it's about being able to exercise my right as a full citizen. Because right now, I'm in the community. I'm a citizen. I'm doing good things. I mean, you don't toot your own horn, but I'm doing good things to help my community. I do things as much as possible when it comes to telling not just the younger, but telling people in general the importance of being in society and conducting yourself accordingly to society so you don't wind up locked up.
But none of us should take lightly the reality of murderers, rapists, gang leaders on probation or wearing an ankle bracelet going to vote in our local churches, schools, and community centers and enjoying those same rights that everyone else has in this state and in this nation.
I feel as though we're the slums of the earth and nobody wants to hear what we have to say, especially being young black African Americans. Don't nobody want to hear what we have to say. They think we're thugs. They think we're nothing. And it really hurts. I really want a chance to express myself and have my voice being heard through the good and the bad.
The implied premise of the bill seems to be that released felons will comport themselves as law-abiding citizens. But is this assumption warranted? Not based on recidivism statistics. It's just plain wrong and an insult to the victims of their crimes to give convicted felons rights that we hold dear, such as the right to vote, under circumstances that will ensure that most of them will once again forfeit these rights due to renewed criminal conduct.
Well, even on that note, everything is not actually what it seems, because people get snatched back up on BS technicalities by the system. So that would include them in that ratio of or that of the revolving door when they really did nothing to get snatched back up. But they still will be included in that because they did get snatched back up. Whether they stay in behind the door for a week, a month, they still are included in that revolving door. Now, those who come back out and commit crime and get locked back up, they don't account for the majority of the ones that's getting snatched up on technicalities.